Hello and welcome. I'm Tammy Braswell, and this is the first audio of the Clearing Past Emotional Wounds, Allowing Your Life to Heal by Finding Peace, Love, and Forgiveness in the Experience process, which is intended to assist you in healing your past emotional wounds that are still influencing your relationships, finances, health, spiritual growth, and more, to find peace, love, and forgiveness in the experiences. It is time to heal the past so your today and tomorrows are healthy, happy, and harmonious. When listening, it is best that you are in a quiet location where you are able to relax and close your eyes. With your eyes closed, you are able to enter the alpha level, where you are in your subconscious mind and bypassing your conscious mind so that the information can be consumed in ways that are for your highest and best good. Please do not listen to this audio while driving or operating anything you need to have your full attention on. We'll begin by taking a few deep intentional breaths here that will allow you to open yourself to being receptive to the higher vibrational energy and information you are receiving now. Go ahead and breathe in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth 3 times. While you are listening to this, you will be in my high vibrational energy, and it will continue for several days beyond. So allow yourself to receive that energy because it is your natural state and your energy loves coming up here. Also, it is important to stay well hydrated during the next several days to assist with the shifts in assimilation that you will be experiencing. In the audio for this process, we will be connecting with your past experiences that still hold strong emotional charge for you that you have not yet found completion in through moving into love, forgiveness, and peace relating to them. They are still influencing your life right now, and you are ready for that to change. Do you ever find yourself thinking about a past experience that still brings up pain, hurt, sadness, upset, or has you spending more time than you would like going through the discomfort of it again and again? Holding on to past emotional experiences that bring up feelings that are painful, upsetting, and have you replaying the experience over and over means you have not processed and moved through the experience fully. You do not even have to bring these emotional experiences to mind for them to be having unwanted and unhealthy influences on your life now. Every experience you have, whether it is an experience that makes you feel good or bad, is part of your human journey and is a desired part of why your soul intended to come here. Most of the time, when something that doesn't feel good, especially if it is a very intense experience in some way, happens in your life, and this began in childhood, you want to bypass it to get past it as quickly as possible. The problem with this is that you didn't really move through it and receive what it was offering, even if you didn't quite understand or couldn't see it at the time. So it keeps coming up to the surface as that experience or similar one so that you can fully receive it as the gift it is wanting to offer you. Because of the way we are taught to not deal with our emotions, beginning as children, we get used to just pushing them away and not fully embracing the experience, whatever it is. Since they do not go anywhere really, because every experience you have has a purpose in the grand scheme of your life and what your soul wanted as part of it, they will resurface until you heal them and bring them to their completion. A benefit of doing so at a later time beyond the actual experience itself when you were going through it is that you experience them generally to a lesser degree and intensity than you originally may have felt them. Maybe you were not in an emotional or mental place to move through them in a healthy way at the time they occurred, so doing so now from a consciously aware place, you are more in charge of how you move through it and can embrace the fullness of it for the gift it is. Holding on to them and pressing them down so that you're not feeling them only intensifies their desire to be felt fully. It is part of your soul's desired experience, so there is no way around it. Once you do start on the awakened path, you actually invite the healing and completion of them to occur. Then you can be free of the repetitive necessity of the experience or similar ones to move forward in a new higher vibrational energy of creating more of what you desire. It is time to bring these past emotional wounds to completion and heal them so that you can experience a space of peace, love, and forgiveness for yourself and the experience too. So in the next audio, we'll get into the exercise itself, and you will be journeying to a point in your life when you experienced a situation, circumstance, or person that still is emotionally charged for you and keeps showing up in your life through your thoughts and feelings, not feeling good when it does, and still influencing your life in unhealthy ways. Also, I would recommend having a writing utensil and paper handy so that when you are finished, you can journal your experience to remember and refer back to it. You can even record your experience if you have an app to do so on your phone. Sometimes that is easier and quicker, and you can listen to it again as desired. As a quick note, offering a disclaimer, this material is copywritten and proprietary and is for entertainment purposes. No promises or guarantees are being made to the success of using it or to any specific results. Now it's time to go on to the second audio and the exercise itself.